Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Rob Hooper. He's the executive director of the Northern Nevada Development Authority, and wow, there's rural Nevada is close to an economic boom. And on our pundit panel, we have Heidi Smith, Marsha Birkbigler, and Mike Bosma. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal. And our guest today is Rob Hooper. He's the executive director of the Northern Nevada Development Agency. Welcome to you, Rob. Thanks. Now, your areas you serve, it's called the Sierra region, and it's has to do with economic development and job growth in Carson City, Douglas County, Churchill County, Lyon County, and South Story County.
That's
I just
correct.
Wanted to get
That's
that
correct.
Out. And I wanted to talk to you because I spoke to you during the legislative session at a breakfast meeting, and I came away from that meeting, you know, thinking about the Nevada Copper plant in Yarrington and the new milk drying plant in Fallon, and thinking, gee, we're on the cusp of an economic boon in northwestern rural Nevada. Is that the case?
I think I see it building. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay, you know, all this is great for the rurals, but how does it impact Reno and Washoe County? Isn't there some kind of ancillary impact on this?
Yeah, of course there is. First off, from a jobs perspective, Nevadans are very commuter oriented. If you just have to look at the headlights on 395 every morning, you'll see they're going both directions. So people will travel, you know, for the right kind of job. So you'll see it impact the whole Northern Nevada region from that point of view. It'll bring up our tax base, which will increase services, I think, across the board. For the Reno Tahoe Airport, there'll be a lot more ins and outs because of this traffic. There already is. Mm-hmm. So we're all hooked together. So okay. There will be impact.
Okay, what we're talking about here is part of a cusp of an economic boon is, number one, the Yarrington, the Nevada copper mining operation in Yarrington. You have the dry milk processing plant in Fallon.
Yeah.
There's a cheese factory that might be going into Yarrington. There's a meat processing plant just up the road from Yarrington in Wabuska.
Correct.
What am I missing here about the big projects that are in northern Nevada?
Well, there's a lot of them afoot right now, and we get involved in the big projects because those are catalysts. They create a lot of other opportunities. Nevada Copper, for instance, mm-hmm. As they come into their full mining capacity, they'll employ around 800 people. But in addition to that, the road that goes out to the mine there, there's a whole industrial area plant. And there's already a cement company that's moved into there. There's a big truck maintenance for mining trucks company that's going to move into there. There's a lot of organizations that want to expand right next to a billion-dollar client. They'll have the water, they'll have the lots. So these are catalyst-type activities. The Wabuska Meat, or we call it the Walker River Meats Project,
mm-hmm.
same thing there, the trucking that will come in there around that, the other types of feed growing. So those become catalysts. So we spend time working on those catalysts because they're very long-term to get done. The Walker Meats Project, for instance, we've been working on that one now for almost 4 years. So they don't happen overnight. The Carson City Center Project, which has been controversial in many times in the past,
right.
That still moves forward. The idea of having downtown Carson City have a convention center, to have another type of a hotel, to have more commercial space, that'll be a catalyst for the whole region. The cheese factory you mentioned, that is actually already going in. It's a part of the Western Dairy down there. The DFA plant, that's an $80 million project that's going to employ 50 people of all different wages. And
that's the milk drying plant.
That's the milk drying plant in Fallon. Dairy Farmers of America is the big co-op that buys mm-hmm. the milk. But that's going to probably double to triple our herd size. So again, feed, hay, you know, jobs, trucking, all of that is connected to these big catalyst projects.
Okay, one of the, I guess, the a buzzkill on this might be Western Nevada's community college, because they have recently taken a $15 million hit from the legislature.
Yeah.
I know they're a big partner of you,
absolutely.
Of yours. They train a lot of these folks for these jobs at the mine and at the milk drying plant and what have you.
Yeah.
What happens with all this economic activity when your educator, Western Nevada College, loses $15 million?
It's a struggle. It hurts. It hurts badly. As you mentioned, Western Nevada College is a big partner of ours, not just for the mining training, but you know, they're involved in doing that through their workforce development program. Dave Steiger, who runs that program, is doing a super job of that for the ag in general. But also, don't forget manufacturing. We're right. looking at right now, for the last several years, we've had an average of 1.5 new manufacturers move into our region every month. Okay, those employees have to be trained. Western Nevada College worked with our local manufacturers and put together a training program called the Manufacturers Collaborative, which has its own certification program, and they're actively graduating students to fill manufacturing jobs. That's important. But then don't forget healthcare. Western Nevada College has one of the best nursing programs, medical tech programs, and that is the fastest growing job category we have. Now you take that away, you diminish that, we quit having the workforce that we need, you're going to see things slow down again. So it was, to me, it was a real blow. I have a lot of faith in Dr. Lucy and her ability. She's the president there at
right.
Western Nevada. I have a lot of faith in her ability to figure a way through this. But we just threw her a real curveball on this whole deal
from
the legislature.
Threw it at the head, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Rob, let's take a break right now. When I
sure.
come back, I want to talk to you about a thing about we need dairy cows in northern Nevada
right.
to get this all. We'll be right back with Rob Hooper from the Northern Nevada Development Agency right after these few words.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community.
Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Rob Hooper. He's the executive director of the Northern Nevada Development Authority. I said agency the last time, and I was mistaken. Rob, let's talk about statewide economic development. How has it changed under the Sandoval administration, getting all the development authorities working together?
Well, the number one change has been having the governor on your team. Having his direct presence there is huge. Whenever you have the governor take that type of interest in it, we have a company out in Fernley that we helped move in there, a company by the name of Rice Lake. I don't think would have been here if we hadn't been sitting in Governor Sandoval's office and he welcomed him and offered an invitation for them to come to the state. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. Plus the governor's staff. Having Gerald Gardner as chief of staff,
right,
be involved in every one of our deals. I get emails from him almost every other day on projects. So that involvement is huge. As far as the collaboration, I'm happy to report that in Northern Nevada, the collaboration already existed prior to that reorganization of economic development. Our authority, our agency, is partnered in writing with EDON. So we have a very, very strong collaboration for Northern Nevada, and it's just improved under the governor's guidance.
Okay, I want to get back to
the cows.
Milk the cows. Now, I could see where you have enough employees and,
right,
and potential employees in rural Nevada because there's a wealth of people there. But
right,
what you don't have to make this thing go, you need about 12 to 13,000 dairy cows. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe twice that amount.
Oh.
It just keeps expanding. As a matter of fact, there's another milk drying plant now under planning in Yerington, which is going to drive the need for cows up even higher. But I'm happy to say that we're already working on that. We've got a 3,000-head dairy being funded and slated to go into Smith Valley. That's a start, and we see our current dairies expanding. If there's a place to sell the milk, the cows are going to come. A lot of your Central Valley dairies in California want to expand. They can't expand in California. So that's what's happening to the one in Smith Valley. It's a really good dairy operator out of California that's expanding his herd over here. And you'll see more of that. I think we're going to double to triple the size of the herd over the next 3 years.
Okay. Now, you're a market for the dry milk. I understand that most of it goes to China. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a visitor here 2 weeks ago wanting to buy up all the powdered milk. He brought his checkbook from China. He accounts for 25% of the hay imports into China.
Huh.
China doesn't trust its own milk, even breast milk. They're afraid to feed to their babies because of the pollution in China. So the powdered milk market is just huge demand out of China. They can't get enough.
Okay. Now let's talk about maybe a gem of your operation. That's Douglas County.
Right.
Since January of 2011, there's been an average of one new business move to Douglas County every month. Is that, do I have that right?
That's correct.
Wow, that's a lot of business for Douglas County. I know it's a beautiful, you know, garden spot in Nevada, but what is the attraction?
Well, first
low
off,
taxes is it low.
Well, I think taxes are important. They're not the main driving force. It's the overall cost of doing business is very favorable. The climate for business, as we like to call it, but it's also the concerted effort put forward by, frankly, by NNDA under a contract with Douglas County. They stepped up to the plate. The biggest problem we have in economic development is the low funding levels that we get into economic development. Abilene, Texas puts more into their local economic development than the entire state of Nevada does. We just don't have the money. So Douglas County, three years ago now, stepped up and said, look, we're going to give you a big chunk of money if you go out and market our county in a specific way. So we said, sure. We jumped on that, and we went after the science and energy type companies. And we used the basis of having GE headquarters there, of having Bentley Agrodynamics, Bentley Biofuels. And there was a host, there was like 19 companies already there that formed a cluster of science and engineering type businesses. And then we started marketing that with advertising, sales trips, trade shows, phone calls, good old fashioned shoe leather. And it's attracted the companies to be a part of that developing cluster of science and energy.
Okay. I got to ask you one thing. I got to go back to this, the dairy cow. What happened? The price of milk dropped a few years ago. Did that mean that our dairy cows maybe went to slaughterhouses as for meat, and that's why we don't have many dairy cows anymore, or not enough?
Yes, I think that fluid milk consumption has gone down, but it's going the other way right now. The cost of milk is going up. Maurice Washington, who's our deputy director there.
Former state senator from Sparks, sure.
He came in yesterday and says, I bought ice cream for this weekend. I couldn't believe it. It was $7 for a half a gallon. The price of milk is going up, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And the demand is going up for inclusion in foods. I think the biggest problem that we've had in the dairy here is a lack of processing. From the dairyman's point of view, I go out and I milk all my cows, and I have all this milk. I got to go sell them to somebody, so I got to pay the cost of the freight, the gasoline, to get over to California where all the processors are. We just don't have enough processing here. So the idea of having the powdered milk plant here, the cheese factory, is why we work so hard to try to get a yogurt company to come here. We need to have processing here, because then that makes being a dairyman here more profitable, because you aren't absorbing that freight.
Okay. Rob, thanks for coming in. Of course, you're the executive director with the Northern Nevada Development Authority. Thanks a lot, and let's root for cows to come back to Nevada.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel after these few words from our sponsor.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
JM Furniture has a great selection and unbeatable prices in our mattress galleries. Like this adjustable memory foam bed, which includes mattress and motion essentials adjustable foundation for only $9.99. And get these instant rebates on Serta, Simmons & Englander only at JM Furniture.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual healthcare needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
The best way to achieve your dreams? Sleep more.
A good night's sleep lowers stress and increases your energy, so you're healthier and more productive during the day. You'll stop burning the midnight oil to achieve your dreams. The more you know.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers and our all-pro pundit panel here. Let me introduce them first. We have Mike Bosma, CPA and host of the Bosma on Business radio show on News Talk 780 KOH. Next, we have Marcia Birkbigler, consultant with Forte LLP and, of course, a Washoe County commissioner. And not last but not least, Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee woman from Reno. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Mike, I want to start with you. Rob Hooper, he had a message of positivity here with the growing economy in rural Nevada. What did you think about that?
Actually, it was very consistent with what I'm experiencing as well. A lot of very good deals for Nevada are happening, and we're getting a lot of traction nationally. This Apple build out, I think, is really a home run for us, and it gives us kind of instant legitimacy as a place to do business. If Apple's going to put that much investment here, it must be okay. And I we're leveraging it. I wish we were leveraging it more. Mm-hmm. I think there's more out there for us, but we're getting good response from it.
Okay. Marcia, let me turn to you. Of course, with any economy, we need a educated workforce, and of course, you come into the picture here because the Washoe County School Tax Bill from the legislature, AB 46, is now in the commissioner's yard.
And yes, thank you very much.
What do you think about it? Is that going to pass, or are you going to, it's got sales and property tax mm-hmm. in it. Are you going to throw one of those out, add another tax source? Just what's the status on AB 46?
Well, first off, let me say I think it has a chance of passing. But the status right now is that we have asked a number of questions to our lawyer, and he's going to answer those questions to us today in a closed session. So that will be the footprint from which we move to the next meeting, which I believe the public hearing is going to be July 23rd. So then we'll have a couple public hearings, I would suspect. I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, not the least of which, if you consider that Nevada is a Dillon's Law state, although with the fact that the legislature has now moved a lot of taxing responsibilities to both Washoe County and Clark County, and the ability to increase court fees to every county in the state, I think that the question of whether or not we're still a Dillon's Law state is a question that has to be answered. But
well, actually, I was going to say, though, to your earlier question on what Rob had to say about development, that is the anchor, an uncertain tax base, both there and the margin tax is going to be on the ballot. There's no business that I'm consulting with about locating here that doesn't come up. It's a problem.
It's a real issue, and it's a real issue for Washoe County because let's assume that the margins tax passes. Now and the county also agrees to this tax for the school district. Now the school district has two major streams of taxation going in Washoe County, and is that really a fair assessment and a fair way to sell the issue to the constituents? And so I think it's up in the air, and I think there's a lot of questions that have to be answered before we can say yes, it's going to pass.
Okay, Heidi, you're shaking your head here. What, jump in.
All Carson City did was pass the buck, because whoever votes yes on this is going to kill their political future. I mean, we're all basically, as a common person in Washoe County, I get to decide if you're going to tax me, don't I? How come it goes to somebody else? Besides that, we don't trust the school system to do it properly. Never have. That is why it never passes.
Let me say one other thing about that is that I believe I was elected to make the tough decisions. And if this is a tough decision that's lobbed into my court, I will, make the tough decisions. Will that make some people unhappy? Yes, regardless of which decision I make, I have constituents who will be unhappy with me. So, that's the name of the game. I think the legislature abdicated its responsibilities, but that's neither here nor there because it is a done deal. So where do we go from here? And can I say I'm going to ruin my political career? Frankly, I don't care. That's not what I was elected to do. I was elected to make the tough decisions for my constituents.
Well, I think it's good that it's closer to home, But the emails that I've gotten, now we know who we can go after. We don't have to drive to Carson City anymore. I truly think that people would buy into it if they saw a good outcome. But, you know, I've lived here for 30 years, and every time we have passed a school anything, it never seems, the money never seems to go to where it's supposed to be.
And that's clearly a problem and for all of the commissioners.
Okay. Everybody's upset with that.
All right. Don't be upset. I want to change the subject. Mike, yesterday, State Senator Mark Hutchison announced that he was going to run for lieutenant governor. And you know the implications of this, because if he's Brian Sandoval's running mate and Brian Sandoval is reelected, which he probably will be, he could run against Harry Reid in 2016 for the U.S. Senate. If he wins, then Senator Mark Hutchison is our new governor.
Arguably, I think there's some other people out there on the other side of the political aisle that have different opinion on that.
Right, right.
So I think Ross Miller is positioning himself for that run, and I think he's doing that well. And so I don't think anything's a foregone conclusion, but I would say that not this coming election, the one following is going to be a bit of a circus, and a lot of things will be decided in that election.
Okay, can't be more of a circus in 2012. But we got to stop it right there. We'll be back with our final messages right after this.
Hello, my name is Marshall with Marshall Realty, and I want to thank you for making us your number one short sale expert. And if you ever heard the word no from any bank, I promise you results and a fresh start. Call me today.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Welcome to Auto Insurance America.
I'm here to get an insurance quote for my new car. She's here to make her payment.
Great. You have a seat right here with our quote expert, and you step right over here into our payment center. Visit one of our local offices today, or go to autoinsuranceamerica.com. Policies start at just $31 per month.
I could really go for some popcorn.
We're always here for you. Call now and get instant proof of insurance at a price you can afford.
Auto Insurance America.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Rose.
And I'm John Oliver.
Together, we bring you the Plush Life each week right here on News 4.
Plush Life highlights business events and some incredibly inspiring people.
We believe in community involvement and living a life full of love, health, happiness, and knowledge.
We also believe in good food, good wine, great people, and bringing a fun and interesting show every week.
And that's exactly why you should watch us on Sunday nights at 6:30 only on News 4.
Get the news you need on the go with the My News 4 app. Get breaking news, watch our latest videos, your up-to-the-minute weather forecast, and more. Download the My News 4 app, available on the iPhone App Store and Google Play. MyNews4.com and News 4 daily email still free.
Hi, my name's Marshall with Marshall Realty, and 2013 is the time to take action. There are so many programs that can help homeowners, but a lot of these programs are going to end this year, and they will affect you. So call me today for a free consultation.
Thanks for watching. On our next broadcast, our guest will be Wayne Frediani. He's the executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association, and I used to play Little League Baseball with him in Sparks, so he's a good guest. Thanks for watching.